And I just kind of wanted to shed some light on how SMS stuff works, kind of behind the scenes, as well as how you can make use of it, you know, if for whatever you want to do with it, final projects, or just anything in the future. My name is Chris Power. Some of you probably know me through the virtual terminal stuff. I'm one of the virtual TFs, sort of appeared here at the end of the semester, so let everyone know that I actually exist. So, you know, feel free to stop me anytime if you have questions, if I'm going too fast, for whatever reason. So, I guess, you know, probably at this point, every one of you has used text messaging to text message people and hopefully some of the text messaging services that are out there as well. So we'll talk a little bit about how some of those things work and kind of how you can go about implementing that yourself. So SMS is the short message service. It was created in 1985 as part of the GSM standard, which is just one of particular carriers. Communication, T-Mobile happens to use it. And it was adopted largely across all of the carriers over the last 10 or 15 years. Starting in about 2000, it was available, I think, on pretty much every carrier. The way it works sort of behind the scenes is, you know, you from your phone, you want to send a text message, you type in a short code of some kind, or you type in like someone else's phone number, send them the message. That is routed through your carrier and then actually out into the world and then to the other carrier and down to your phone. So there's a thing called a short message service center that's actually doing all the routing at each of the individual carriers. So as you see, we go through some of the demos. You'll see that depending on the carrier, it may be implemented differently and things like that. But hopefully, as you'll see, you can be pretty much agnostic to that when you're dealing with SMS and stuff like that. So it's just a couple of the services that are out there, because that's sort of what we're interested in here, is how do you actually implement some of these things. Google is a great example of one of the services that's available, and some of you may have used this and some of you may haven't. But if you just text Google, or I think Google without the E also works, you can pretty much have access to all of these things here. You can do local stuff, like find some sushi in a particular zip code, weather, glossary, sports, movies, stocks. I mean, the list is endless of the services that it provides. And I've used it actually quite a bit. And nice enough, they have this sort of handy-dandy little simulator thing here. So we can say something like weather in Boston. And so if you're on your phone, you can actually text Google space weather space Boston. And this, in their infinite wisdom, will return to you some weather. And so here's the idea is, you know, you have some information that you want to get, some server-side process, right, that's retrieving that information and then sending it back to you. The limitations, you may or may not know, text messages are limited to 160 characters. Some cases 140 characters, but it depends again on the carrier. So typically when you're going to be working with this and in, you know, final projects or wherever you may work on it, you want to, you know, keep that in mind as you're generating these messages. If you see things that start to get cut off, you know, you'll know why. So this is just one example. I mean, they have, you know, tons of things here. You can get flight information, you can get you can even get directions from one place to another. So I think if we click on this, they'll send you directions. So it's essentially doing the same functionality that you get with Google Maps, just text messaging it to you. And then it'll send you a whole bunch of text messages, especially if the directions are long. So you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. And that's, again, because there's this 160-character limit that you're always bumping up against, for better or worse. But the idea is it's a short message, you know. So that's that. There's lots of other services that are out there in the world. Traffic.com, if you've ever been there, has the concept of, you know, text messaging for traffic information. So let's see. They have a couple screenshots of what it looks like. So if you actually go to their website, you can sign up for an account and you can actually create drives, and it'll tell you the traffic information for those drives. So the idea here is that you can actually text to them 87232, which stands for like traffic or something, and send the name of your drive, and on the right is the response that you get. So you see for your particular drive. It's, you know, going from work to home. It has this crazy jam factor concept of 5.3, some delay and things like that. You know, so it's another example of, you know, quickly accessible information, but small bits of information. So those are kind of some examples that exist out there. So the idea is then, okay, so how do we do that, right? And there's a couple different ways you can go about doing this. As you see here with your with friends and not whatnot, you can enter in their phone numbers, you can enter in these short codes, and you can text, and they come back to you with that information. But there's a couple different ways you can get information to the phones. And I think we talked about this a little bit before we started. One of those ways is by sending an email to a certain address. And typically it's the person's phone number followed by the carrier-specific suffix to that. So for Verizon, it's at vtext.com. And there's a whole huge list of these things. This is just a small subset of it. So you can see for Verizon, it's 10-digit phone number at vtext, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and so on and so forth. The nice thing about this is it's free, and you can do it from anything that will send emails. You know, your email clients, your iPhones, your phone itself, if it sends email. If you know the person's phone number, you can do that. So I put together a quick little demo, and we'll go through a little bit about how this works. Essentially, you type in some kind of message, you know, welcome to the seminar, and phone number, which I forgot, and I don't want you to say it out loud, but yeah, you'll see it anyway, so we'll avoid that. So essentially what happens, you type in the phone number, you hit submit, and it's going to combine the phone number and the carrier that you choose. In this case, it's just sort of a hack-together demo. And send that person a text message at that email address. And so how do we do this? And this is PHP that we're using here. So for all of you that have dived into and or hopefully finished problem set 7, some of this stuff should look a little bit familiar to you. But it's generally just a basic a website. And so essentially, this page here, you know, you type in some random phone number, consists basically of just some HTML. There's actually no PHP in here. You've got the message, phone number, and a select for the carrier. And here you can see where we actually put in the specific suffixes. So T-Mobile, VTech, Singular Me, those kinds of things. It submits to another PHP form page that just grabs the carrier, or grabs the phone, grabs the carrier, combines it together, and then emails it using the PHP mail command. So I think for problem set 7, at the end of problem set 7, there are some extracurriculars, I think, and one of those is sending emails about buy and sell transactions and things like that. So it's, you know, if you've went ahead and did one of those, you can see it's pretty easy to mail in PHP. And the same thing you can do to send text messages is just sending an email. So, you know, you could think of sites that, like Citibank and things like that, like that'll send you confirmation alerts on your phone and things like that. So that's something that you could implement, you know, fairly easily here. Just grab their information, and then if they make a buy or make a sell, you can send them a text message for that. So that's kind of interesting, but it's not all that compelling. Question?
How does the mail function work?
Well, sort of what it's doing behind the scenes is using the this SendMail program that's running on the Linux boxes. That is how all kind of the FAS mail stuff works. And PHP is kind of hooked into that through some configuration information that says where the mail server is and, you know, how to send the mail. But that's all it's really doing. I think when I sent it from my account, it came from cpower@fas.harvard.edu. So in that case, it would look like that. Although, if we look up the documentation on the mail function, I think you'll see that it takes a number of different parameters. This is the to address. This is the subject. This is the message. But you can also pass it from addresses and things like that. So if you were writing, say, an application like CS50 Finance that you said, I want to text someone when a buy happens, you could say it's from the CS50 Finance site or something like that. So you can kind of spoof it in that way. So this is kind of interesting, but it's only one way. It's not really all that compelling. It's not dynamic. You're not texting to, you know, an application and getting some information back, which is something that's going to be a lot more useful. So let's kind of talk about how that might work. You know, we've got these sites like Google where you can text to them some information and they send you back some information. So one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting, and that would be kind of a fun demo, especially tying it in with problems at 7, is you can say, I want a stock quote. And it gives you a stock quote for Google, right? Pretty simple, price, time, some other things. And so if you've been working on problems at 7, you'll see that it's a finance site and it's based around stocks. And one of the parts of the problem set is to implement a quoting system, sort of. So you type in a stock symbol, and it returns you the quote information. And I think, just as a quick demo, so we all kind of are on the same page here, this is the one that I whipped up myself for problem set 7. So you log in, it tells you the stuff that you have, and this actually, when you click on it, will try and get a quote for the thing. So we can see we get essentially the same information that Google just sent us, the price, the time, the change, and so on and so forth. So let's pretend that we wanted to make that, or not pretend, but let's assume we want to make that available over SMS, and we want to be able to text stock and a symbol and get some information back. How do we do that, right? Where do we go to get, how do you actually get the text message information when someone sends it, and how do you prepare a text message and then send it back to them in that way? There's a number of services out there that do this, and we're going to use one. So there's sort of the concept of an SMS gateway. And it's responsible for receiving some information and actually routing that to a particular carrier when you send the text message. Services like Textmarks and things like that that you've heard David talk about, that he used for Shuttleboy and things like that, exist. And that's one of the ones, that's the one we're going to use here just to whip up a quick demo. But there are other ones out there that you can actually pay. And companies like Google and that traffic.com and things like that actually contract with these companies to get and be able to receive and send text message information from them. So you still have to come up with the data, but that's sort of how you interact with the text messaging systems itself. So stocks, where do we start here? So let's just go, we're on the Textmark site. They have this sort of create tab here. So we'll just go there and we'll start making one. So first they want a unique keyword. So let's call it quoter. And in our case, we want to respond to a keyword with text from a web page. And now it's asking for a URL. So what is that URL? Like, what exactly is happening here? So let's do a little quick diagram. So conceptually, sort of what's going to go on here is you've got your phone, right? And you want to send an SMS. You want to get some information, and you want that SMS information to come back to you. So this is right now the black box right here. So one thing we have to first solve is, how do you get the SMS to your software, right? Because you're going from your phone through a carrier to some server somewhere. So that's where Textmarks comes in, right? So that's going to be right here in our case. Textmarks is going to be the one that's responsible for when you send a text message, it's going to route that then to the software that we tell it. So, and that's then going to be, actually we're going to, I'm just using my People account. You can use your People account as well for this, but any server will do that you can post or send a get to, and then that's going to do the actual computation, go out and fetch some data, whatever that may be, and then compose a SMS message and send it back to us. So that's kind of conceptually what we're trying to do. Now, so that the URL is kind of what I was just talking about there. Where Textmarks needs to know where they want to send that information to. So the URL is where you would indicate to them where to send that information. So in my case, we're just going to do www.people.fas.harvard.edu/tildesepower/sms/quote.php. And now we have to tell it what information we want to send it. Because if we just give it this, that's just a URL, it doesn't know that we want a particular piece of information. In our case, we're writing something that's going to take a symbol, a stock, and then it's going to get some information and send a quote back. So we have to tell Textmarks, I want you to send me a certain piece of information from the SMS to my application. So they have some documentation, and frankly, it's actually pretty good, that talks about how you can do that. And this is, this little bit right here is exactly what we want. So this tells us if you include /1/2, etc., in the URL, these variables will be replaced with the words that follow the text mark in the request. All right, so what does that mean to us? So that means that if we're going to text to this thing, you know, stock or quota in this case, and a symbol, we want the very first piece of information that's in the text message. So in order to get that, you use this /1. So we come back to our URL, and we say dollar, you know, question mark, for we want to pass it a query string parameter, and we say symbol equals, and this is where their special notation comes in, /1. And so the idea here is that when TextMarks gets a text message, we want it to send that text message to that information from that text message to us, and we want to pass it as symbol equals whatever the symbol is. So ideally, get this, it's going to say symbol equals Goog or symbol equals Yahoo or symbol equals whatever symbol you type in. So that's the key. This is really the key connection between your phone and the actual application. Now, of course, we're going to have to do something with that text message information, and we'll do that in a second. But this is a way of using this service, which is free, to make the connection between your phone and an application. So all we have to do is say set it up like that, and then say create, and it asks you to, you know, create an account, but I've already done this, so we're going to leave that the way it is for the time being. And I'm going to open up some Nano here. So now we've got it sending us some information. Sorry, what do we do with it? So essentially what I've done here is sort of copied over a bit of the framework from the problem set 7, which includes some things like the lookup function and so forth that will allow us to actually get the quoted information, because this is more about SMS, frankly, than it is about how to actually, you know, crawl the web and get a piece of information. So you're welcome to, you know, look over that, and we can go through it if you want to. But for now, for our purposes, we're going to assume that there's this thing called lookup, which will go out and get us the quote information. So let's see, what do we want to do with that? So we open up quote.php here, and there's nothing in it at this point. So the first thing we want to do is, you know, we want to get the stock symbol from the request that they just sent us. Now, so TextMarks, when it gets a text message, it's going to put that URL together and actually do a get to people.fast.harvard with a stock symbol. So now we want to process that, get the quote information, prepare a text message, and send it back to them. So the choice that I've made here is to use PHP for that, because it's a nice dynamic language. It's really easy to use. Even if you guys have not even seen it at this point, it should become pretty clear kind of what's happening just based on the experiences that you've had already in the class. This really is a trivial amount of code, although some of the details are hidden a bit. But so we're just going to check and make sure that the symbol is actually there. So we use this isSet method, right? So if it's set, now we want to do something with it. So let's get the symbol. So now we've got a variable, $symbol, and we've retrieved it out of the get as symbol. So if we remember when we set up the URL, we said symbol equals /1. So we'll just go back here. Although now it's erased the entire thing. But essentially, we'll just remember that we did that. So now we have the stock symbol itself. Let's look up the stock. And any of you, as I said, that have done problem set 7 or even started it, this will look familiar. So we're going to pass the symbol to this lookup function. And lookup, all it is a utility method that they've constructed for this particular problem set involving finance that will go out to the web, to Yahoo's site actually, with the stock symbol, and bring back a host of information: price, opening, closing, change, the time that it was updated, and so on and so forth, and put it into an object that we can then do something with. So now we can assume that we've got this stock object. Let's just check and make sure. That we actually got something back. So, you know, if it's not stock, then we were just going to tell them, you know, hey, please enter a valid stock symbol, right? And but if we do have a stock symbol, now we're going to want to build a message to send back to the users. So first thing we'll say is, let's put the stock's name in. Right, and stop me if I'm going too fast or if you don't recognize some of the syntax that I'm doing here, and I'll be happy to go through it a bit. So we've got the stock. And then we're going to put the symbol, maybe, in parentheses. And then one thing to note is we're going to add a new line here. And text messages, for better or worse, are just text. You know, there's no HTML markup that's allowed in them. There is a bit of markup depending on the carrier that you can do to signify links and things like that. But outside of that, you pretty much just have to put text in there, unless you go to a multimedia message, which is something that is above and beyond a text message at this point. So in a text message, just like in a file, you need new lines to carry over to the next line. So we explicitly put the new line in here for that case.
You sure. Use like, I think I might have missed it, but you use like backslash one as a variable. Where did you put that in?
Yeah. Right. So the backslash one is on the URL that we gave textmarks, right? So we told them, you know, we want you to send, when you get the request, we want you to send some information to the people, you know, FAS account. And we want to go to, in this case, I, you know, whipped up this PHP file, right? And then the important part, though, is the variable symbol equals, and we told them them to put the first keyword here. And this is
oh, that's the first keyword?
Exactly. This is completely specific to text marks. This is the way they chose to implement their interface. So they'll take the first keyword of your text. So when you text 41411, and in this case we're going to text quoter, and you say, you know, Goog or Yahoo or whatever you say, it's going to take this and put it in here. And if you had multiple words, you could have multiple things. You could say /1/2, and you can assign them to multiple variables. So let's say you were doing some other kind of application, maybe something like Google has another application that you can do that'll tell you where things are located. So you could say sushi in a zip code, and it'll tell you what sushi restaurants, you know, are located in the area. So let's say like that was, you might have had a file called, I don't know, lookup, right? And you wanted to pass it to things. So you could say topic, maybe, equals /1, and then ampersand, maybe zip, equals /2. So that's how you could pass multiple keywords to it. And if you read through their documentation, you can actually pass /0, and it'll send you everything. So it'll send you everything following the keyword that you told them you want your service to be. So the way this is sort of working is that Textmarks owns 41411, right? They registered that. They own that. So in order to identify your application uniquely, you give them a keyword. In this case, we just created one called quoter. And after that is really the information, bless you, that you pass from the phone itself. Sort of making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we've just started kind of whipping this up here, and we've just put the name and the symbol into the response. What I'm going to do is drop out of here, and I've actually already done one that works. So just so we don't spend time debugging PHP code, we'll move quote works to quote, and cool. Now let's give this a try. Oh, well, actually, let's go through the full implementation here real quick. So this is essentially exactly what we just did. Basically, it checks to see that they actually passed the symbol, right? And if it doesn't get the symbol, then it's going to say, hey, please provide a stock symbol, you know, for example, Goog. If it is able to get a symbol, it's going to look that stock up. And if it can't look up that stock, so if you've provided a symbol but it's invalid, like, you know, just something that doesn't exist as a stock, it's going to say, please enter a valid stock symbol. If all of that happens, doesn't happen, and we've got a valid stock symbol, we've been able to look it up, it's going to prepare the text message to send back to them. And in this case, it's just going to send the name of the stock, the symbol, the price. Lovely. And then it goes away. Come on. So, name of the stock, symbol, price, the change, open thing, everything kind of that's available to us in this stock object. It's going to, you know, prepare that little text message and send that back. So the way that is sending it back is that this PHP page itself is just generating some text. So we can actually go right at that page specifically. So if we go over here and go to quote.php, and so you see I've already done that. So this is a way you can use to test your application. So we essentially what TextMarks is going to do is they're when they get a text message from you, they're going to make a request to people.fas with quote.php, you know, dollar question mark symbol equals Goog, and you're going to respond with this sort of text message here. And the new lines don't come out in the HTML, but they will in the text message. So this is a great way if you set up your TextMark and you set up your service, you can start testing it on your own without all the other stuff involved. So a nice thing that they have is that you can actually test through their system on a little simulator here that we can demonstrate. So to make this work, you would text 41411 to, what did we say, quoter? And then stock. Let's see if this works. So there we go. So basically, you see this here, which is the response that we created in the little simulator. So let's bring this home even more. Who has a phone and wants to give this a try? Can you text 41411 and then say quoter and then any stock symbol, and we'll see what happens. You're all welcome, obviously, to try it too. So while he's doing that, any questions? Have I gone over some of the stuff a little fast, or is there details that are missing in people's minds from kind of how this is working? Or does this seem pretty simple? Yeah. Yep. Cool. So it's really that simple. You need a way to get the text message from the phone to some server that's going to prepare some data and then return that to the phone. In this case, we've chosen to use TextMark. As I said, there's some companies out there that actually provide gateways that you would pay to integrate with, that you could do it directly. Once you've done that and set up a way to get the text message information, it's just a matter of you on your own coding up something that will actually retrieve whatever it is, the information that you want to use. So I know, I guess, a number of people want to use this sort of concept in their final project. So whatever it is that you're doing for the final project, you get the text message information, you do something with those keywords, retrieve some data, and all you have to do to return a text message is just create text. It's nothing more complicated than that.
And does it work internationally?
I don't know if TextMarks works internationally or not. I know texting in general is supported from an international perspective. If you actually, this is the wiki for SMSs. There is a page on gateways which lists all of the ways that all of the different carriers, and there's a number of them, and this is, I think, international, and how you can actually contact all of these different carriers. And a lot of these are, there's Nicaragua, so I mean Canada, Colombia, Argentina, so there's a ton of carriers out there, and pretty much everyone in the world at this point supports text messaging. I'm not sure about text marks from a U.S., continental U.S. perspective and versus Europe, but yeah, so that's kind of the idea, and it's really just that basic. So, questions, comments, how do I do this or how do I do that? Sure.
Is it possible to create an application to just send people text messages without meeting sends you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we did a little bit of that before. There's a couple ways you can do that. Text marks will allow you to create a text mark that responds to SMSs, but it'll also allow you to create a text mark, as they call it, that will send SMSs from some other process directly to the phones. So there's that. There's one way of doing that. Another way that we talked about in the beginning was also, as I was showing here, there's email addresses for all of the different carriers that you can actually use. So if you send, if you have Verizon, phone number at vtext.com, you send an email to that address, and you'll get it as a text message. So, and you know, keeping in mind, obviously, again, the 160 character limit that you have, you need to, you know, stay to that. But outside of that, you're free to pretty much send whatever it is that you like. So this is a way, if you want to just send text messages that aren't necessarily responses to people requesting things, you could do that. So I'll put together a set of links and some of the information. I've got a handout with the source code that I wrote for the PHP to respond to the text mark that we set up. And you know, as always, you're welcome to email and post with questions. So what's that?
Is there a way without using a text mark of knowing which carrier the user?
That's a good question, and the reason it's a good question is because it's difficult to tell at best. The way it works, you know, each carrier is responsible for handling the phones on their network, right? So when you send a text message from your Verizon phone, that has to then somehow get to somewhere that you can handle that text message, you know, information. So in this case, text marks is our gateway into that. There are other open gateways out there that you can use, but from at least the initial searching that I did, most of them are pay-as-you-kind-of-go things. And so you'll notice with text marks, when you use it, there'll be some advertising and things in it. So that's, you know, obviously how that they're going about making money off of this. Sure.
What a multi-text reply to your text mark?
Good question. I didn't actually try to see what would happen if you returned more data than it's 160 characters. It might get truncated, but we can actually try that. So let's go in our form here, and let's just add something to it. Print. Hello. And then what's the best way to do this? I'll just kind of pack it in here.
Oh my God.
That should be more than one text message. So I don't know if someone wants to try sending and getting one of those. I'll see what their interface does. But I'm curious. I think it's going to truncate. So you should probably get the first one that has some information. You'll get a bunch of hellos. And then, yeah, it looks like they actually truncated at some point. That's sort of the issue here with using something like this service, which is free, is that you don't get as much control over how you handle the, you know, text messages if you can break them into multiple. So now, how would you go? Does anyone have an idea about how you would go about sending multiple text messages back to the person?
Someplace in the documentation you pulled up quickly, one of the variables you could pass was phone number, but I didn't notice that you could also pass carrier.
Exactly. So that makes a really good point, and that's kind of where I was going to lead. There are some other nice things that you can do with this service, which I was going to talk about. Not only can you get the information that they send to you, stock quote, whatever it may be, but you can get with /U. You can get a unique numeric ID that's given to each user and phone. And so what that will allow you to do is the same thing that you can do with sessions in PHP and on web browsers, is that you can actually establish a session for a user and allow them to have a conversation with your service. So right now, what we've established is totally stateless, right? You send it information, it sends you back information, and it forgets about you. But what if you wanted to say, give them a menu of choices and allow them to do something that progresses through a set of steps where you select a menu option and it sends you some information. From that, you then reply and say, and so you actually establish a conversation with them and maintain state. One of the ways you can do that is using a numeric ID, in this case, this slash U option.
This numeric ID, is that valid? does it remember that number and that server, or does, like, if the person later, at a later date, sends a text message, will it be the same ID?
I believe it should, yeah.
Can you establish, like, a permanent database of users or something?
Exactly, absolutely. So just in the same way in the... And I keep referring back to problem set 7, but it is so very similar to what we're kind of doing here. In the same way that when you go to and register, you want to register a user, the database creates a unique ID for you, and then you can then refer to that user by that ID from thereafter. We can do exactly the same thing. Imagine now, if you will, if we have a PHP site like this that is responding to text with the database behind it. So you tell it, send me the user ID, you actually write that into the database, and you can then remember state about that user over time and be able to look up that user and store whatever information that you want about that user. So you could think of a number of, probably a number of uses for that. So to his point earlier, you can also pass the phone number. And that is something that you could potentially use to then send them multiple text messages if you could get a hold of the carrier. So now we've described a way to respond to text messages, and we've also described a way to send text messages using emails. So we could use a combination of those two things to potentially send them multi-page responses, just like we saw on Google when we asked for, restaurants or whatever we asked for that sent, or the directions that sent like 7 text messages back or something. So you could theoretically do something like that. Of course, getting the carrier is kind of the issue there. And this particular service doesn't appear to pass the carrier to you. Exactly. Yeah, you could do something like that. Yeah. Another way you could go about it is let's imagine that we've got a combination now of text message service and website, right? So they go to the website and they might have signed up for an account, say something that keeps track of their portfolios. You could ask for their phone number and their carrier when they sign up for the account, just like we did on this little, on that little fake page that I created. You could do that and store that data down. So now you've got that data stored in the database. And now as soon as you get a text message from them, you recognize that phone number, you can then associate what carrier they have, and boom, you have all the information you need now to send multiple message responses to them. So you could do something like that. So more questions? Who's using, or who would like to use SMS, I guess, in their final projects? And people that are doing that, talk about what you'd like to do, and maybe we can, brainstorm a little bit. Sure, Cleo.
Okay. so we're making a Shuttle Seeker program.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you go to shuttleseeker.com, we have a tentative web page set up.
Cool.
No,
it's not there yet. Okay.
But we're trying to use the real-time GPS data that Translog has generated from tagging the shuttles to come up with sort of where the shuttle is right now, how far is it from you, and when Audit gets you, when Audit you get to the place where you're trying to go type thing.
Sure, sure.
It's an SMS service.
Okay. So what kind of, infrastructurally speaking, what kind of technologies and things have you chosen to go with? Yeah?
To do the website.
Yeah, that's definitely a pretty intriguing language. It's gotten a lot of groundswell in the last year or two. Ruby on Rails? It's sort of a... It's a lot like PHP in that it's an interpreted language, but it incorporates some, I guess, more advanced programming concepts and approaches to doing some of the things that PHP does. But it's really easy to use in that respect, just like PHP is. Like, if you want to make a database connection, as you've seen, it's pretty easy to do. You're working with arrays and things, and PHP is very easy compared to C, as you've all found out. In PHP, it's like dollar sign variable, bam, I'm ready to go. Versus C, you have to say, like, I want an integer, I want a character array, things like that. You know, obviously, they're each is better for different things that you want to do, but Ruby is definitely a hot topic these days, at least in the business world, in the technology and so forth. So how do you think TextMarks or something like that is something that you could use to interact with this? So what conceptually, what's the idea? You text. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So one thing I think that's a good idea, and you could probably even extend it a little bit if you did something like this is doing. If you took advantage of the numeric ID here, you could sort of for a period of time maybe remember what they asked for. So you could just allow them to 5 minutes later just say update, and you could check and just maybe keep track in the database, for instance, of what their last request was and say, oh, hey, this person asked for point A to point B a few minutes ago. I can just send that to them. That way they don't have to actually text the entire key, string or whatever. Or you could send them periodic updates maybe or something like that. So, and who else is using, I guess, SMS and wants to talk about it?
Sure. We're going to do, somebody's going to log all the communities and all the student groups on campus online. I mean, we're going to log what times they meet and things like that. So mm-hmm. We're thinking of maybe using SMS as a way to communicate to someone who signs up for service, like when they're going to meet or something.
Sure.
Like if they want to text them, what time does so-and-so meet today?
Yeah.
Text them back.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah. My software got to, but like I'm thinking of creating a personal calendar for like each person. Like people can sign up and like put something on their own calendar, mm-hmm. so that when the time comes, like the program kind of automatically generate like text message to remind that person.
Yep. Google who?
Google Calendar does exactly that. That's the way I figured out when to come to the seminar.
Awesome. So that's a good idea. That's definitely a good idea. If Google's done something like that, then it must be there's a lot of smart people over there. So that's a good idea. It all sounds like definitely good ideas. And as you go through these projects and things, and feel free to email me or really any of the TFs, David as well, if you have questions and need help with things. But I guess that's really all I had prepared. I just kind of wanted to show you that there's not really a lot of mystery to what's going on. Really, the hard part is getting the text message from the phone to your actual application so that you can create a response and send it back. And there's, as we said, there's two ways to send the text messages, through some service like this or just sending text messages to the phone number at the email address. So I'll prepare some links and things, and I've got some handouts and stuff, but I'll be happy to answer more questions and things. But that's really all I had. Sure. No problem. My pleasure.